Chapter 14. On my way home, Dr. Haydock stopped his car beside me just outside his house.
"I've taken Mrs. Prothero home," he called. "Come in a minute."
So I did. As we sat down, I told him that we now knew the time of the shot.
"That clears Anne Prothero," he said. "Well, I'm glad it's neither of those two. I like them both."
I believed him, and yet I wondered why he now looked so unhappy. This morning he had looked like a man free from worry.
Suddenly he said, "I meant to tell you about your curate, Hawes. All this trouble made me forget."
"Is he ill?"
"Not exactly. You know, of course, that he has had sleeping sickness."
"No," I said, "I didn't. When did he have it?"
"About a year ago. He got better. But it's a strange illness. The whole character may change after it."
"Haydock," I said, "if you knew that someone was a murderer, would you tell the police, or would you stay silent?"
He turned on me angrily. "Why do you ask me that?"
"Well, as a doctor, if you somehow discovered the truth, I wondered what you would do, that's all." His anger disappeared.
"I hope I would do my duty, Clement."
"But which of those choices do you think would be your duty?"
He looked at me. "Every man has to decide for himself." "Well, I must be going," I said. "I'm already late for lunch."
My family demanded a full account of the morning's activities when I arrived.
But then Mary came in.
"Mr. Hawes wants to see you. I've put him in the sitting room."
Then she handed me a note. I tore it open and read, "Dear Mr. Clement, I would be very grateful if you could come and see me this afternoon. I am in great trouble and would like your advice. Sincerely yours, Estelle Lestrange."